With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has removed the newly installed IRS commissioner. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Billy Long is out as the head of the Internal Revenue Service less than 2 months after his confirmation. During his time in Congress, Long sponsored legislation to get rid of the IRS. He was confirmed despite having no background in tax administration. A White House official said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will serve as acting IRS commissioner. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Justice Department is zeroing in on New York Attorney General Letitia James. She'd been subpoenaed for records related to the suit she won against President Trump for allegedly lying about his wealth. One source says that subpoena is part of an investigation into whether James violated Mr. Trump's civil rights. A new Gallup poll finds a record high party gaps in approval ratings for Congress and the Supreme Court, with the latter suffering the lowest overall approval rating since the survey began. Here's Bernie Bennett.
A 61% majority of Republicans have a positive view of Congress, but the GOP narrowly controls the House and the Senate, and 75% of Republicans approve of the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court. But among Democrats, 6% approve of Congress and 11% approve of the Supreme Court. The result is recording partisan gulfs of 55 percentage points for Congress and 64 percentage points for the Supreme Court. The partisan gulf has widened in recent decades as Congress has become more politically polarized. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Hundreds of people have been evacuated just north of L.A. because of a huge fire. No reports of any injuries. Some 1,400 crew members continue battling a wildfire in France. At least one person has been killed, 25 others injured. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood is closing more clinics.
America's biggest abortion business has shut down nearly 40 facilities this year alone, and more may be on the chopping block in coming months. The reasons are numerous. Abortion bans in a growing number of states, less federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and growing pro-life sentiment in some parts of the nation. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is going to court to try and keep as many taxpayer dollars as it can. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language, and the vibrations of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church. An estimated 10 million people in Nigeria are deaf and have difficulty hearing. Disability advocates say in the absence of inclusive churches, this church is really critical. This is SRN News. Well, correspondent Jonelle Alicia reports on Boar's Head's deli meat plant reopening amid sanitation concerns.
New documents obtained by the Associated Press find that there were sanitation problems similar to the ones at the Jarrett plant at sites in three other locations in the U.S. Some of the problems found at the plants include a meat and fat residue left on equipment and walls and stairs, meat products clogging drains in employees who didn't wear hairnets or plastic aprons, or wash their hands. The new inspection documents are from January of 2025 through July, so the problems occurred very recently.
The Trump administration seeking a $1 billion settlement from UCLA. That's weeks after the Department of Justice accused the school of anti-Semitism. More details at srnnews.com.